Up first, though, on the program, excited to hear about the new production from the folks at Bangor Community Theater. It gets underway this weekend at Seasons Restaurant, 427 Main Street in Bangor. When you go in to see the show, just poke your head and go, that's where Rich used to have his studio. And like they store meat there. Now, I don't know and what they do with it now. But downstairs is where you want to go to see the classic Love Letters from A.R. Gurney. To learn more about it, we're joined in studio by the director, the boss lady, Doreen Moody. Hello, Doreen.
Well, hello, Rich.
Nice to have you back here with us. And one of the stars of the show, Marty Kelly. Marty, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Well, another wonderful production coming up from Bangor Community Theater. And you found a nice home here at Seasons. You were telling me that the last shows you did there, boom, sold out like that.
Sold out every night. And with this show, the last one was a dinner and a show. This show is just hors d'oeuvres, of which we have a choice of four. And during intermission, they're going to bring out their lovely brownies.
Oh.
I know. It's going to be yummy. And Love Letters is such a really intimate show. The downstairs really helps us get that intimacy and that good feeling.
Yeah, well, it's such a great show. It's been done. Every actor worth their salt has done Love Letters at some point in their career. What made you guys choose this play?
It's my first time directing, and I did want to do a show that wasn't extremely complicated. Not that I made it easy on myself, because I picked two different sets of actors to do it. So, of course, lots of rehearsal time for me. But I wanted, if people showed up and I liked them, I wanted to cast them. So the first weekend is with Marty Kelly, who's here, and Blaine Shaw. And then the following weekend, next weekend, is with Tracy Green and Randall Simons, who I've not worked with before, but he is awesome. So I have really, really enjoyed it. And it has made me actually think I could direct again. He laughs at me because, yes, directing is
you want to put yourself through that again, huh? Sure.
Maybe so.
Okay. How many times have you put yourself through that?
Way too many through the years. Well, Marty, this is it's such a great part. You play, of course, Melissa, and the two of you, Melissa and Andrew, look back essentially through a lifetime of their relationship.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. You know, and Doreen first cast me, and she told me that Melissa, what, the date she was born in the 30s? So the only way I could relate to that is my mother was born in the 30s, so I had to kind of think, but Melissa's so different than anyone that I've known. She's a little wild.
Yes.
And so it's been a lot, and I appreciate Doreen's direction with the part, and it's just so wonderfully written. How can it go wrong?
Well, and the great thing about it is you see the arc of a relationship, the highs and the lows. There are moments in the show that'll make you laugh out loud, and then you may find it getting a little dusty there at Seasons, too.
Yeah, and I just find myself every night being lost in the script, and it's just so... pulls you right in, even though I've read it so many times. I lose myself every night, and I'm right in the story. It's amazing the way it's written.
From a director's perspective, you know, it seems simple. I'm sure you were thinking this when you put it together. Hey, it's only two actors. There's not a lot of blocking to do here, and yet there are some challenges. What are the challenges of putting
this
show?
Mostly, it is portraying someone. You have to suck the audience in or they're not going to root for you. So their voices have to really get everybody hooked right away. And then each actor has to listen to the other because it's a back and forth. And you need to be bouncing off each other. And even though they're supposedly not in the same room or the same house, they still need to react to what the other one is saying. And that is what I had. You have to be actively listening. You have to actively say, if they say something funny, you know what? Go ahead and laugh. And that gives the audience permission to laugh. If you get upset, if it's something that you think you're hurt at, be hurt. You know, you have to portray that. And if you do that, the audience will be invested and they will go with you through the whole ride.
Yeah. Well, because there's something in this play that anybody who's been in a relationship can identify with.
Yeah, it's so identifiable.
It is.
You know, working with Blaine, and it's just like, you know, he really feels like this is my second time being with him as, you know, opposite where we've played husband and, well, in a relationship at least. So, you know, it was really lucky that we were both available to do this weekend.
And I know Marty because I've actually, in two other plays, I've played her mother with a gray wig and... Yeah. Lots of makeup.
Now,
and...
did Blaine, because he's such a wallflower, did Blaine come out of his shell during the rehearsal process?
Blaine, I will have to honestly say that by the second rehearsal, he had pretty much nailed it. He kept reading it, and he got that character. And little tweaks and all of that here and there for him. But he is so expressive that... listening to him is actually, I have been through so many rehearsals now with two different casts. I still sit there and I'm enthralled by listening to Blaine and Marty and Tracy and Randall and how they do it. And it's so interesting. I have a bunch of friends who love both couples. And they said, we're going to have to come to both because it's a different show with each one.
Right.
And how they do it. And I'm still... totally impressed with both of them and just sit there, you know, and try to remember to take my notes and give them little tweaks and things because they're good. They really know what they're doing.
You use the word expressive, and it always seemed to me in two-handers, maybe even in four-handers, where there's not a lot of blocking, where there's not a lot of movement on stage, the physical acting is so in the face. So much of it is in the face, the upper body, that kind of movement. That's got to be a challenge as a director to keep reminding people that everybody's looking at you. They're not looking at the scenery. They're not looking at other stuff. They're looking at the two people.
Exactly. And I have allowed them, if the mood takes you, especially when you're angry or want to get your point across, you want to stand up and stomp around a little bit and sit back down, do it. We have not blocked it where this is where you stand up. This is what you do this. This is what, you know, Marty has a great big comfy chair, and she takes up that space. She moves around and sits cross-legged, pulls her legs up, does all these things, depending on how she feels of how the script is.
Mm.
And getting the actors, I said, when she's talking, Blaine, you can't move. Don't pull the focus. Yeah. And so, because a lot of, you know, he's like throwing back his head and laughing. I'm like, you can laugh, but don't move. Because we want people looking at her and glancing at you occasionally to see your reaction if they want to.
Well, I always tell young actors the best and sometimes the toughest acting takes place when you're not speaking, when you're listening.
Right.
And in a play like this, there's no place to hide. So the focus is always on either you or Blaine. And so there's no moment where you can lose yourself. You have to be engaged, I would think, every second of the show, Marty.
I mean, it's like we've definitely come a long way. We've had not many rehearsals, so I really appreciate Doreen and her guidance. But, I mean, for me, I'm lucky. As opposed to Blaine, I have a chair. It's fantastic. I feel like it's a whole stage. So I'm really, you know, I have a lot of room.
She does. And I cast her, and then she went to Florida for like 3 weeks. So we've been going kind of crazy on the rehearsals. But she's got it. It's awesome. And just when people ask me, what's it about? I said, you see a lifetime in these letters. And people just don't write letters like that anymore.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to bring up. It's a reminder of, and we've talked about it a lot on the show, of the lost art in the age of text messages and email, the power of a letter and the idea, probably foreign to young audiences, that people would hang on to these pieces of paper for decades.
I mean, I guess I'm kind of lucky because I'm at that age where we did a lot of writing when I was younger. And so it just kind of brought me back to, wow, I forgot what it was like to receive a love letter. And it's just so wonderfully written. And just all these love letters are so beautiful. There's just, you know, there's no escaping the writing.
And a playwright couldn't write those unless the playwright knew about that kind of thing. I mean, that's what I think is so great about that play is you go, yeah.
And that's just it. Anyone who comes, because there's, you know, there's love and there's boyfriends and there's girlfriends and we don't like this and we don't like that and weddings and divorces and So there's something for everyone. And if you go along for the ride, I said, you're going to have all the feels.
Yeah,
no question. Every single one.
Well, it's coming up the next 2 weekends for Bangor Community Theater, Seasons 427 Main Street in Bangor. And I want to make sure I get the schedule right. This weekend, you've got shows on Friday and Saturday night.
Correct.
And that will be the performances with Marty and Blaine.
Correct.
And then the following weekend, you've got 3 shows, right? Friday night, Saturday night, and a matinee?
And a matinee. We always try to... Our last show, we didn't have a matinee because it was dinner in a show. So we had dinners. But this time, we wanted to make sure to get in a matinee because most of the time, matinees sell right out because people want to come and do that and then go out and do things after. So we made sure we got a Sunday in. And this Sunday is Mother's Day, and they need to go out and pay attention to their mothers.
That's
anyway.
Right.
Yes, but next weekend is Tracy Green and Randall Simons. And... they are also awesome in a totally different way that Lane and Marty are. So I have, like I said, I have lots of friends who are friends with all of them are coming to both shows because they want to, it'll be a totally different show.
Yeah. Well, how much are tickets and how can people get them?
Okay. You can go online to BangorCommunityTheater.org. You can go straight to 207 TIX, T-I-X. And when you go into there, you just put in love letters and that comes up and the schedule comes up and you can pick. Also, we have posters around and about with that lovely QR code and you can click on that. I'd have my son show me how to do that because I had no idea how to do that. I'm too old now. I don't like all this stuff, but it actually, once he showed it to me, I couldn't believe how easy it was. And to go on there and it takes you straight to 207 TIX to the love letter site right there.
Perfect.
So, and if you show up without a ticket, we're not shutting it down because a lot of times, you know, you close it at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. If you show up without a ticket, you will have to buy a ticket on your phone right there to get in. And we'll help you do that if you need it.
Well, there you go. Well, check it out this weekend. Look, the best thing to do, go this weekend, then go again next weekend, take a friend, compare the two casts, make notes. It'll be a different experience with the different actors. That's the beauty of this show. It's A.R. Gurney's Love Letters from Bangor Community Theater. The next 2 weekends at Seasons 427 Main Street, Bangor. Doreen, thank you as always. And a couple more nights, you can sit back and watch.
Yes, thank goodness. I'm ready for that.
And Marty Kelly, thanks so much to you. Break legs this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Bangor Community Theater doing it again this weekend. It is about 15 after the hour here on Downtown. When we come back, our conversation with author Brandon Buehler about front office fantasies. Tomorrow on the program, Carrie Haskell joins us live from New Orleans. Tim Bissell talks Main craft beer on the three-pint stance. And, we'll go back to Doreen's teen years tomorrow as we revisit our conversation with Donny Osmond tomorrow afternoon. Yeah.
Purple sock band. We love him.
Donny headed back out on the road again this summer, and we'll be coming to Boston in July. And I think he'll be back on with us live later on in the summer, but we'll give a listen to last year's conversation. Also, as we mentioned, next week, so much good stuffs. Monday, filmmaker Billy Hanson on his new movie, Bone Cold. Tuesday, Ben Mankiewicz of Turner Classic Movies, talking about the 30th anniversary of my favorite network, TCM. Wednesday, actor Stephen Tobolowsky from Groundhog Day. And of course, the brand new movie directed by Chris Pine, Pool Man. We'll hear all about it from Tobo next week on the program. The weather right now, that's brought to you by Black's Heat Pumps, the people to call for installation, maintenance, and repair of many split heat pumps. Online at blacksheatpumps.com or call 631-0558. Black's Heat Pumps, sales and service from people you can trust. We had a half a nice day today before the rains came in. It wasn't too bad out there, but we're going to be in this for a day or two anyway. The forecast for tonight, early rain, then staying cloudy. Some showers likely overnight with a low temp of about 45 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower, but a high of only 52. Tomorrow night, more of the same, cloudy. Showers likely down to 37 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy skies. Some sunshine